come from the streets of LA, they call it round the way. History say you're not supposed to be here today, but thank God he ain't see it that way. Some people got shot, and some people got robbed. Some of them smoke rocks, some of them lose jobs. But some of them like me, some of them got dog. And you know when you got heat, life ain't really that hard. Pick it up.
Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Month of April, recording date, Sunday, April the 13th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to tranquility, the way to boundless, barrierless waters of noon, peace, love, tranquility. That's Allah. That's the waters of noon. That's what Allah, who Allah is. Allah is noon. And the peace, Islam, peace, shalom, peace, salam, peace is that involution reality. We want to involute. We want to be raised internally, clean up internally, so that we may go back to our origins as peace and love and boundless righteousness and tranquility. So verse 1, chapter 23 of Jeremiah. Woe be unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Now, our first mistake when we listen to such scripture is to think that this only means religion. Mistake, sisters and brothers. The word pasture here, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 7462, Ra'ah.
In the African Hebrew language, 7462, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Ra'ah, it means to pasture, to tend, graze, and feed. All right, so you can think of that shepherd. That's one of the definitions. Shepherd, they have sheep. They have flocks of sheep that they must tend to. They must make sure that their sheep, their flock of sheep, live under peaceful and tranquil conditions. We're back to the science of the waters of noon, that original state of the universe, without form, void, and darkness on the face of the deep. This has to do with that original waters of noon, that original reality of tranquility and absolute peaceful and oneness, boundless, barrierless reality of the universe, the material world in the womb of Nonet, all of us alive as the seed of the Almighty, and all of us at one, oneness, all of us tranquil and peaceful. And so we involute and return internally back to that original stage. So the shepherd is to provide that peaceful reality, tranquil reality, lead you to green pastures so that we may eat grass and vegetation, so on and so forth. Lead you to what? The still waters, not waters that are raging. There's a teaching for that too. The Ptah earth mound rising up out of the waters of noon, creating chaos, turbulence, movement. And so Atum comes to put order to that chaos and turbulence. But this peaceful waters, this word peace, shalom, no warfare, no bloodshed, all living oneness and all living harmoniously. Peace with your brother and your sister. Peace with your neighbor. Peace with your fellow citizens of your nation. And peace on an international level, because we're dealing with being exempt from war and bloodshed. So now we must deal with international politics. So the shepherd leads the sheep to waters that are peaceful, so the sheep may drink of that water and eat of that grass and live the life to the fullest that the sheep must live. Well, what about you and me, sister and brother? This word pastor is also defined as ruler and teacher. So now we must look at any ruler on the earth, any teacher on the earth. And now we go back to this first verse that says, woe to the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Sisters and brothers, we're talking to all leaders in this earth, whether family, whether government, whether financial, whether educational. We're looking at leadership in the earth, and all those leaders in the earth, religious, secular, political, we don't care where the leader is. We say woe to any of the leaders that destroy the people, the sheep. The word sheep here, let me make sure that I'm correct. The word sheep is pronounced
Strong's H, 6629, Tsone. Tsone.
Now this word is a
second entry. Tsone. Tsone.
African Hebrew language, 6629. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Tsone, Tsone. This is a feminine noun. When you look at peoples and nations and cities, sometimes the word comes out masculine because we the people have masculine qualities, attributes, characteristics. Sometimes the word comes out feminine. You see, the base law of the universe is to act on sacred, divine, masculine unity with sacred, divine, feminine. So all of us work on masculine and feminine polarity. Just look at your mind, your brain. Our minds, our brains beget an idea and conceive an idea. The word coming into the vaginal tract, the sacred vaginal tract that is the ear, the word is like spiritual seed, spiritual sperm, taking root in the mind, taking root in an idea, begetting an idea. That's the masculine power working. Now the idea is alive and conceived in the mind. That's the feminine power working in the mind. That idea grows like a baby. And then that idea comes forth into material reality. All of us work on masculine and feminine polarity. So in this case, the sheep are feminine, and the sheep also are defined as multitudes. The multitudes are the masses of the people that are disorganized. And why is it that the masses of the people are disorganized? Because we have been scattered. The word scattered has to do with being dispersed, made to flow, overflow, scatter, dashed to pieces. So what are we talking about? We are talking about how the leaders of the world who do the bidding of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, they have created laws. Let me go with my mind. I was listening to, I believe, KPFA this week. I listened to so many shows, I can't remember which particular show or program. But this particular program was dealing with NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, under former President Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton lied to us, told us this NAFTA would create jobs, make the living standards better inside of America and outside of America. Ross Perot, although I disagree with Ross Perot's political views in general, as it concerns NAFTA, Ross Perot was right spot on when he said it would be a large sucking sound from the South or to the South, meaning that this would destroy living wage jobs inside of America and destroy the poor farmer inside Mexico and other places of NAFTA influence. So what happened, sisters and brothers? This program on KPFA was talking about how the idea was to bolster the corn industry inside of the United States of North America. The Mexican government had laws that protected their farmers inside of Mexico. The farmers inside of Mexico growing produce for the family and then also selling the extra to the government and getting enough funds to continue that process every year. So the children, the family living in a home, having a life, able to eat every day, able to provide health care and education for their children, government of Mexico rightfully and legally protecting their farmers inside of Mexico. Bill Clinton, in connection with probably Monsanto and other big agribusiness companies, could not make money in Mexico because of the high tariff on goods coming into Mexico from America. So what do? They go to war, really, through the justice system, through Congress, through making laws. Legislation is the word I'm looking for. Through legislation. Maybe, probably, ALEC, that group headed by the Koch brothers, maybe they had something to do with this. But Bill Clinton and the legislatures, federal level, began to create this NAFTA to destroy the tariff that the Mexican government put on Mexico, goods entering Mexico, to protect their own farmers. This NAFTA destroyed that, so that now the corn from America can come in to Mexico, and the corn is priced too high from America. American agribusiness making a killing, figuratively and literally. Now the Mexican farm families losing their land, losing their farms, can't keep up with the market. Oh God. And this reminds me that the word redeem in the Greek language, having to do with the work of Jesus, Yahushua, redeem us from our sins. That word redeem has to do with the marketplace. We must be redeemed from the marketplace, redeemed from a system that implements a nasty, rotten, illegal law legislation like NAFTA that destroys the farmer in Mexico. And what happened? They lost their land, lost their farm. Some of them were dispersed into Mexico City and big places like that to try to earn a living. Being destroyed, the word destroyed in this verse, perish, vanish, go astray, destroyed, exterminated. So now the Mexican farm worker, farmer being destroyed. Some of them said, well, let's go across the border into America and see if we can make a living in America. So now they're being dispersed. Exactly what this scripture is telling us. Woe unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. That word scatter, dispersed, as we have just said, dashed to pieces, shatter, overflow, flow. So now they're overflowing over the border, spreading abroad over the border. They're being scattered and dispersed. Why? Because of wicked pastures, because of wicked presidents, because of wicked congresspeople and wicked senators and wicked agribusiness people. All of these are shepherds. All of these are pastures. And it is their duty to make life best for the people, that we may have equal access to everything under the sun, equal access to the universe, equal access to land, wealth, resources, equal access to love, camaraderie, and friendship. But these wicked ones, and they're doing it again under the Obama administration, the Trans-Pacific Partnership will scatter the people, destroy jobs, destroy laws that protect the people. So the scripture gives us the right to say to any pastor, any leader, any ruler, any teacher, woe to you that scatter we the pastors, scatter we the sheep of the pastor of the Most High. The Most High is talking. The word Lord is the existing one. 1961 is the root Haya, which means to be, become, come to pass. The principle of the universe is to be and exist and live. And the Most High is that agency, that power that has brought us into existence and provided this whole universe so that we may eat spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. The word covenant. See, the human family is in a covenant relationship with the Most High. And the human family has a right to demand that the leaders and the teachers feed the people. The word covenant has to do with eating and consuming, because the universe is here for us that we may eat spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Verse 2 in Jeremiah 23 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. And now, the word Lord is Yahweh, Yahuwah. The word God is Elohim. Now, that word Elohim is plural. Gods and goddesses, angels, and the whole construct of the universe is the Elohim. And you and I are Elohim. Angels have to do with the spirit energies in the universe. Remember, Ilani Tado, we're pulling on the spirit energies. We're pulling on the Elohim. We're pulling on the gods and the goddesses. So the Lord Yahuwah, who is the father and mother of the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses of Israel. And Israel has to do with prevailing, the power of God to prevail. These are energies in the universe that are in within us and inside us as well, because we are the image of the universe and the image of the Almighty. So that power, that Israel, that power to prevail with Ra as the light, Ra as the representation of Atum, the atoms having within themselves protons, neutrons, electrons, life, the life, power, and force energy of each and every atom called Atum. This power within us, this kingdom, queendom of the Most High within us gives us the power to prevail and conquer any enemy that seeks to destroy the human family. So the Lord God of Israel, the Most High Yahweh, Yahuwah, mother and father of the Elohim, gods and goddesses of Israel, that power to prevail, saith against the pastors, talking to the leaders, feed my people. Feed my people. Don't destroy my people. The Most High says, ye have scattered my flock, driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you evil of your doings, saith the Lord. So we say with the scripture, we warn ourselves first, and we warn every pastor, every ruler, every teacher, every governor, every president, every prime minister, woe to you who work night and day to destroy the human family through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. Woe to you who create laws that are absolutely illegal and antithetical to the covenant of the Most High with the people of the universe to provide spiritual, mental, moral, and physical food for the people. Woe to you who work for the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, who night and day work to create animosity and enmity between the people, taking the people's land, wealth, and resources. I'm reminded again of the situation in Rwanda. I was listening to Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein on, I think, Friday, April the 11th. He was talking to one of my beautiful brothers who works with the Friends of the Congo.org and Justice for the Congo.org about the real situation in Rwanda. Let me put it to the short, sisters and brothers. You see, you look at your cell phones. They take coltan. Where does coltan come from? Congo. What's going on in the Congo? Death, warfare, bloodshed. Why? Because Bill Gates, Microsoft, all of those that deal in computers and cell phones and TVs, multinational corporations, working together with leaders, pastors, rulers, teachers like Paul Kagame of Rwanda, Yoweri Museveni of Uganda, and Joseph Kabila of Congo. That whole Rwanda situation was a CIA operation under Bill Clinton, under William Jefferson Clinton. Late 80s, Paul Kagame left Uganda and Yoweri Museveni. Paul Kagame came to America, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, was trained by the forces, the military intelligence forces and the intelligence community. Trained in what? How to go back to Africa and create turbulence, chaos, death, hell, and bloodshed. So Paul Kagame goes back to Uganda, and with Yoweri Museveni, they plot and plan to invade Rwanda 1990 to 1994. And Paul Kagame wreaking hell, chaos, turbulence, death, destruction, killing, and encroaching on the government of Habyarimana of Rwanda. By 1994, Paul Kagame is now in the government of Habyarimana, and the Arusha Accords, there was peace talks in Burundi. They're trying to create peace among the leadership. And while on paper, Paul Kagame signed the papers, behind the scenes, he was working with people like Romeo Dallaire out of Canada to kill and destroy the president of Burundi, I forget his name, but the president also of Rwanda, Habyarimana. And so they worked to assassinate these two presidents. Others died in the plane, orchestrated by Romeo Dallaire, who was working for the United Nations, who is under the control of the same House of Rothschild, and Paul Kagame, and Yoweri Museveni of Uganda. And so this triggered all the bloodshed. But why all the bloodshed? In order that Paul Kagame may go in and out of the Congo, as he has been doing from 1996 to 1998 and again in 2000 to root out Mobutu Sese Seko in 96 and then root out Joseph Kabila in 98 and 2000 and assassinate Joseph Kabila in 2000 and now the Congo from all of that time to now 10 million dead. Why? So that the multinational corporations can go in and out of that land and take the coltan and take the copper and the other minerals and resources that are needed for the TVs and the cell phones and the computers and also uranium for warfare and also other things that are used for warfare like the black industrial diamonds. Diamond industry. But the black industrial diamonds are used for the mechanisms of warfare, the war machines. And so this whole situation in Rwanda and the Congo was a CIA operation. And we say again, woe to all the pastors, rulers, teachers, leaders who kill the people of the Most High and scatter the people of the Most High all over the earth. The Most High, through we who understand this message, is going to change that condition. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.